It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
George Rogers Clark basketball continues. We've got boys action coming up following that girls' big 79-point performance by the Cardinal girls. It'll be the boys taking the hardwood with going up against Bourbon County. The Bourbon County Colonels come in with an 8-9 record. Colonels ended a six-game skid with a 70-60 win last Thursday at home against Nicholas County. And in the contest, Bourbon County, they were 20 of 23 from the foul line. That's something. Last time they played GRC, they hit less than 30% at the free throw line. So I'm sure that was a pleasant surprise for head coach Derek Robinson. He's in his second year. He is has amassed a record of 19 wins and 28 losses. Information supplied to us by Mike Wiseman. Mike into his 10th year, 11th year as scorekeepers for Bourbon County, and Mike a good all-round sports fan. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby, the Cardinals come in and, you know, trying to earn some respect, I guess. Seven-game win streak and a record of 17-1, and last year's state runner-up. The year before that, the state tournament champion of the Sweet 16. Four titles in a row as fourth region champ, but they dropped to 22nd in the high school polling. So didn't play and dropped from 17th to 22nd in both the KSR poll and the Cantrell poll. If you look at the RPI, they got GRC ranked at number 7. So I'd say somewhere in between that range.
Yeah, and I mean, so what? Big deal. It doesn't make any. I know Coach Cook pays little to it, little attention to it, as does Coach Graham. And they're 17-1. They're outscoring their opponents by 18 per game. They handled Bourbon County in the first encounter back at GRC here a few weeks ago, and they're averaging almost 71 points a game. Bourbon County averaging 55, and yet Bourbon County's giving up 58 on the year, which is not bad given the fact that they're 8-9. They're playing a little better than they did last year under Coach Robinson's first year tutelage, but GRC should be ready to go if they're anything like their fellow ladies were in that first game. I think they're chomping at the bit, ready to go, because it's been 10 days.
Head coach Josh Cook, he is in his eighth season as the Cardinal boys head coach, won four region titles in a row, and he has won, looking at 82% of his basketball games that he's coached as a George Rogers Clark High School head coach. So the Cardinal boys are coming out of the locker room as Bourbon County will provide the venue and the competition. Cardinals with a record again, 17-1. They have won 7 in a row, and we look to see if the beat can go on as the coaching staff and the officials now coming out of the locker room. We'll step aside for our final 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineup, tip-off, game action all straight ahead after this brief message.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Joel Dunn here with you. Bobby Baldwin right beside me as we get ready for high school action. It's the Cardinal boys team, the reigning Sweet 16 Kentucky High School state runner-up. And let's turn it over to the public address.
On the campus of Bourbon County High School for tonight's varsity basketball action between the George Rogers Clark Cardinals and your Bourbon County Colonels. And let's meet the starters first for GRC. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rashawn Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. And at forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. The Cardinals are coached by Josh Cook. And now let's meet the starters for your Bourbon County Colonels. At guard, a 6'2 sophomore, number 3, Noah Earlywine. At guard, a 6'3 junior, number 4, Cade Highlander. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Bradley Robinson. At forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Anthony Bell. And at forward, a 6'5 sophomore, number 35, Amari Bartleson. The Colonels are coached by Colin Hertzenberg, Ches Marks, Will Earlywine, Tim Franklin, and head coach Derek Robinson.
There's the starters for tonight's game, as well as the coaches, as we get ready to tip this one off. Bourbon County 8-9 coming off a win last Thursday. GRC, the Cardinals 17-1, riding right now, I believe, what is
a
seven-game winning streak. Yeah.
They're doing well.
Cardinals wearing the gray uniforms. White number, trimmed in red. It'll be Montez Gay jumping up against Bradley Robinson. Robinson at 6'1", Gay at 6'4". Cards going from right to left. Good size on this Bourbon County team. Bobby and I'll talk about that in a moment. Meanwhile, Rashawn Hampton attacked the goal and missed the runner, and loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Earlywine. We better bring your lunch pail, man. You took it under the goal like that.
Yeah.
I think it woke him up, man. He's still looking, and they go into Montez Gay. Shot blocked by Bartleson. Earlywine released, and he has the ball knocked out of his hands and wants a foul called, and nothing there. It'll be possession to Bourbon County underneath the goal. Robinson to throw it inbounds, looking. Gets it into Earlywine. Cards going man-to-man. Highlander, their leading scorer, way out on the floor. Entry pass into Big Bartleson. Chuck hook in the lane. They got some big guys.
Low post position. Very, very good. And he was able to drop it in for the first deuce of the game.
Playing a zone as Ashford goes on the right wing. Drop it baseline to Gaines. He draws a double team. JP looking. Floats it out on top. Didn't throw a real good pass. And Rashawn Hampton has to chase it down. They throw it over the defense, but it's stolen by Earlywine. Earlywine up there to Robinson, driving in, got to the rim. Gay sent it back at him. And then Malachi Ashford tripped up as he got to midcourt. An excuse me kind of foul by Highlander, but a foul nonetheless. Kind of letting them play and bang a little these first couple of possessions. Kind of woke Earlywine up, I think. Gay kind of woke Bartleson up on that drive. And they're calling it over and back. And you don't see that call very often on an inbounds play.
Yeah, Coach Cook saying, come on, guys, let's get our heads in the game. This team has good size, good skill, and can really be the one team that could give the Cards trouble in the district.
Well, they got a pair of 6'5 post players, and each one of those guys will push 250 each. They're big guys. Here's Highlander off the double team, drives a basket, missed a shot. Gay with a rebound. Cards with a 3-on-2. Gay all the way down, and they're going to call a jump ball, and he was mugged in the paint. They're letting him play, and Coach Cook, he is looking at his bench, telling his players, you better man up.
Well, either man up or just stop short of the traffic and bank it in from 4 feet.
Yeah, there's no reason to drive it into a double and a triple team. I agree. Here comes Highlander for Bourbon County. Colonels with a 2-0 lead. Driving in Robinson, he got bumped out to Highlander. His three-point shot's missed. Bartleston, he wanted to put it up, but the Cards took it away from him. Going the other way with it. Here's Hampton in the front court. Crossover dribble. And again, the Cards go right into a double team. Robinson to Bartleson. Stolen away by Ashford. Lead pass to Rashawn Hampton. Missed at the rim. And of all the contact we've seen, they call Bell with a foul.
Well, I know one thing. We played a minute 40 seconds, and it's been rock'em sock'em up and down, and still just 2 points scored in this one so far. So
kind of tells you about the tone, doesn't it?
Well, and look, mano a mano, trying to take it strong and impose your will early both ways.
Cards have been driving right into a double team. Rashawn Hampton, an 81% free throw shooter on the season, led this club last year. He is a tops this year. Makes the first free throw. He's got another free throw coming. It's Coach Robinson telling his big man Bartleston, spread out. Be strong with the ball.
So after all of that, the score is tied.
We played nearly 2 minutes. A lot of action and minimal scoring. Bourbon County gets it in the front court. Bell will shoot a three. Missed it. Off the rebound. Here's Ashford in a hurry. Malachi through traffic. Bourbon County back in good shape. The big guy Bartleston at 6'5 out on the point on the zone. Flashing across the lane, Rashawn Hampton. There you go, Bobby.
Yeah.
Mid-range jumper.
And
get in the paint.
Yeah.
10 feet, pop it.
Pass from the wing, into the middle. He pops it in, Cards up, timeout.
30-second timeout. We'll be back after this brief message.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Cards with a 4-2 lead. No personnel changes by the Cardinals after the Bourbon County 30-second timeout. GRC does bring out man-to-man defense. Full court variety. Hampton, Morrison, Ashford, Gaines, and Gay. And Malachi Ashford, who already has one steal in the game, putting pressure on Earlywine. Malachi at 5'8", 5'9". Earlywine listed at 6'2". He's got the ball and goes back to Highlander at 6'2" also. Over to Earlywine, who threw a terrible pass. Threw it right to Bell's feet.
Yeah. I mean, he had him on the wing for a potential shot, but has to bounce it where he can catch it.
Yeah, just threw it down at his feet. It was hot, too.
Yeah, an unfortunate pass.
Cards spread the floor against this zone. They really spread the floor. Hampton, a zone buster, missed the three, hitting 45% on the season. He missed his first attempt. Gaines saying that he thought it was off a Colonel player. That's not the case. Bourbon County with the ball. Robinson runs into a double team. Throw it over to Earlywine. Left wing. Highlander got it. Drives in. He short-armed it, but Bartleson put it up, put it in.
Bartleson, right place, right time. He followed the shot and got the tie.
Ashford drives it in, throws it left side to Morrison, takes it right back. Ashford at the foul line, kick it to Hampton, right of the circle. Gay bluffs a three. Now driving in is Hampton. Sets Ashford, but they close quickly on him. Hampton in the lane, double pump, flipped it up, missed a shot. Morrison kept it alive. Ball fake, jump hook, put it in.
He kept it high, and he was able to get it back up over the outstretched fingertips of Bartleson.
Good point. So true, Bobby. He kept it up, did not put it on the floor, went right back up with it. Big Bartleson calling for the ball against Gay. He's wanting it in there. Coach Robinson said feed him. Highlander gets it.
There
you
go.
Three-pointer good.
Inside out from the low block to the top, and Bourbon takes the lead here at the 4:27 mark.
Couldn't understand they didn't throw it to the big guy, and when they did, it opened to three. Ashford trying to answer with one of his own. He missed it. Floater by Morrison. That won't go, and coming away with it's Bourbon County. Colonels with the ball and a one-point lead midway through this first quarter. Robinson left to the circle, shut down by Gaines. Throws a pass out there to Bartleson. Coach Derek Robinson out near midcourt telling his team what to run. The 6'2 Highlander, the junior, will run the point. Morrison on him. Lob pass, Gaines with a foul, and Coach Cook with a stoic look. He doesn't say anything. JP with a reach-in foul, his first team first.
Coach Cook likes to let his kids play through it if he can.
Bartleson takes an inbound pass, tried to power his way in, out to Highlander.
There you go.
Hit 1-3 and he hit another one.
How about that? That's what you call ball movement and execution, and we got a timeout.
Coach Cook wants a 30-second timeout. Bourbon County, they have bolted out to a four-point lead. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best in class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory install loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Bourbon County, they were the last team that's defeated GRC as far as a district opponent. Cardinals have won the last nine in a row against Bourbon County, and you got to go back almost 4 years before the Colonels took out the Cardinals, but they lead here. Lob pass to Morrison, snatched it out of the air on a jump hook and draws the foul. Rashawn Hampton threw about a 25-foot lob pass that Morrison just snagged out of the air.
Yeah, he threw it where it appeared to be in dangerous territory, but only where Breland could go up and get it. And he took it in strong, almost got the three-point try, but instead gets the two free throws.
Morrison, a double-digit scorer on average this season. He's averaging almost 13 a game. New player in, Austin Beatty, checks in for Bourbon County. There was a foul, the second on Anthony Bell. Double team in the backcourt. Bourbon County looks at the press. Robinson in trouble. Throws it. Gaines got a steal. Came flying in, and Bartleson put him to the floor and took it away. Highlander wanted to shoot his third three. He couldn't do it. He's 2-for-3 shooting the threes. He comes off the pick, hands it off to Earlywine. Off the curl, couldn't get a shot. Big Bartleson, a little impatient. He shoots one from 18, and the rebound and miss off to the Cards. Ashford feeds Gaines. JP wanted to go baseline, double team, tough angle, put up a shot. Highlander's bags the rebound.
Good defense on the baseline that time by the Colonels.
Beatty, first touch of the ball. He got it on the baseline, and he traveled in the process. So Beatty turns it over on the shuffle. He's a 6'3 junior. Five turnovers by Bourbon County, four by GRC. It's a 10-8 Colonel lead, and right now Coach Cook talking to the officials, both officials, uncertain what this is about, but Coach Robinson says, hey, guys, come over here. Let's talk it over. Hampton Taylor checks in for GRC. And right now the officials trying to console Coach Cook, who is emphatic about a rule, and I think it's Hampton Taylor. He cannot go in wearing a red shirt. It's got to be the same color as the uniform. So Hamp's going to peel off here on the sideline and show us that buff body, and he's going to go in. But I don't remember wearing T-shirts under jerseys until Patrick Ewing back for the Hoyas.
Well,
in the 80s.
Back in 82, 83, 84. He won a championship wearing one.
Yeah, sure did.
At Rupp.
Driving in, Ashford over to Hampton, drop it baseline. JP Gaines, good from the baseline. We're tied at 10.
So that timeout proved fruitful. Cards with the last two buckets to not the score.
JP hitting 63% of his shots from the field. That Rourke's into the tops of the team and near the top of the state. Earlywine with a floater. He missed it short. Ball goes to Bartleston. He turns, throws it up, and I mean throws it up, got his own board, and then he's fouled, putting it back up. But the big guy at 6'5 and about 250, he's hard to hold.
Well, you can only do so much with someone like that, and yet if he's got position for the soft rebound, he's strong enough and tall enough to be able to grab it.
Bartleston with 4 points in the game, made their first basket. And he makes a free throw here. J.P. Gaines has picked up two fouls. Hamp Taylor comes out and Maddox Campbell in. Also, Montez Gay returns. So you got Gay, Campbell, Morrison, Ashford, and Hampton on the floor.
That was a big foul early for the Cards. His second.
Another free throw put up. And that's missed. Bartleston 1-2 at the line, but he shoots his team to a one-point lead. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Morrison way out on the floor, right side, puts up an 18-footer, too strong. Maddox Campbell with a rebound, jump hook, shot it short. Taken away there by Robinson in a hurry. Driving down, and Rayshon Hampton turned on the Jets, caught him from behind, and that's a turnover.
Just enough congestion there to kick it off of the leg out of bounds.
They bring in Nash Wilson, another guy that's 6'5 and about 250, and they sit him right in the middle of that 1-3-1. 1-3-1, Beatty out on top at 6'3, guarding Ashford. Malachi steps inside the defense. Second offensive board by Campbell. Put it up, missed it. Gay draws contact. His follow won't go, and here comes Highlander. They're letting him play. Fires a pass, left side, Robinson, he's knocked down and taken away by Gay. Fires a pass to Morrison, at the rim, dunk it home.
And the Cards retake the lead, 12-11, 1:15 left in the first.
6 points in the game by Morrison. Cards up by one, as Bobby said, out on the floor with it, driving in, bumped, put up the shot, missed it on the leaner by Bird. There's Nash Wilson, big guy, he short-armed it at 6'5", and he put it up softly, and it's out of bounds off Montez Gay, as Gay and Campbell in there banging for GRC, and hey, you just as well as strap your boots on and play physical. That's what they're letting them do.
Size and strength is going to be tough to overcome.
Lob pass out to Highlander, who's hit a couple of threes. Breland Morrison looks up the clock, and it's inside a minute. They double-team Highlander, and Ashford gets his second steal. He's pushed out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. Thought he drew a foul, but instead it's a fifth turnover by GRC. Give it back to Bourbon County in the front court. Throw it in the back court, and Caden Highlander, 6'2 junior, has been running the point. They run and jump him. Bird has it left side of the floor. Clock at 39. Bounce pass on the baseline. Coach Robinson trying to use his bench. He's put in Scott with the game, and Scott throws it out on top. Bird has it. Bird just holding the ball as the clock's at 25. Got a step on Hampton. Rashawn shut him down at the right elbow. Beatty kicks it out. Shot put up for the lead. Not there. Montez Gay snatched the rebound. Bourbon 2-5 shooting the three. Rashawn Hampton, 10 on the clock. Rashawn determined, one-on-one. Flip it over to Morrison. Had a good first quarter. Missed that long three. Ashford had it. Couldn't control it. Out of bounds with 3 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Bourbon County will have the ball. Eli Craig will come in. Malachi Ashford will get a little extra
3 seconds
bench time. Bird to throw it in bounds. Throws it to Highlander. Caught it, and he ran over Gay. Rayshon Hampton at the horn. He just flings it. And the first quarter comes to an end. Cardinals have a lead, but it's only by a slim margin. It's 12-11 in favor of GRC over Bourbon County. 1 minute break, second quarter play coming up after this.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A low-scoring game, 12-11. Cards with a one-point lead. They send out Hampton Taylor, Montez Gay, Rashawn Hampton, Eli Craig, and Breland Morrison. 12-11. Two fouls on Gaines. They haven't blown a lot of whistles, but it's been physical.
Well, it's physical, and it's got a regional feel to it.
Here's Montez Gay. He missed a three from deep in the corner. Swinging around, Eli Craig.
What
a dandy. Craig hits a three off the Hampton-Taylor swing pass.
Biggest lead, 15-11, 7:41 mark.
Cards going man-to-man. Jake Scott with Rashawn Hampton on him. Craig picks up Bird, who hands it off. And we're going to have a travel. That's a tough one. Beatty looks like he is established, but they turn it over. 9 turnovers by Bourbon County. Only 5 committed by GRC, but the we've had 5.5. That was 5 in the first quarter. Morrison hooks a pass over to Craig between the circle. 1-3-1 zone. Throw it baseline. Gay had a shot, passed it up. Floated over there to Morrison, way out on the floor. Card spread the floor. Step back three. Breland didn't get it. Gay with a rebound, goes right back up. And Highlander is going to draw the foul as he said he got ball, but the official had a good look at it. And that'll be the second on Highlander. Team's first of this quarter. Montez Gay at the free throw line, looking for his first points in this ball game. Off the back iron. Cardinals have made 4 of 4 at the stripe in this game. Another one coming. Nash Wilson, big guy, goes out, and they bring in Roderick Hill. Hill 6'3". He'd get up. Second free throw by Gay is good. His first points in the game, and it's a 16-11 Cardinal lead. We played a minute here in the second quarter. GRC with a run and jump. Throw it to Roderick Hill. His first touch of the ball. Throws a weak pass to the side. Beatty, he drives, hangs, and scores.
Well, that was a big basket for him there, because outside of those two threes, they hadn't had much to show for the last 6 minutes.
Here's Craig, throws a lob, but actually it hit the rim. It'll go as a three-point shot. He wanted Hampton at the rim. Beatty right of the circle, goes to Hill. Montez Gay shut him down at the right elbow. Hill steps in to three and hit it.
And that knocks the score.
He tied it up. Hill, not known to shoot the three very often, he hit that one. Hill came into this one 44%, but he's only 4 of 9, and Montez Gay answers on the other end with a bank shot in the paint.
Yeah, nice entry pass from Breland.
I like that drop step to the baseline,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Powerful. 18-16, Cards with a two-point lead. Bourbon County with a ball, 6 minutes to play before the half. Jake Scott dribbling on the right wing. They drop it baseline. Beatty shut down by Hampton straight away to Hill. Hill hit his last three, and we've got a whistle, a foul away from the ball. The official has caught something here, and he's going to call the foul on Austin Beatty. His first, that's a team second, and that'll be 10 turnovers by Bourbon County. They bring back in the big guy. And these guys, they're big, 6'5", 250 each, Nash and Bartleston, but got to kind of give them a blow every once in a while, too.
No question.
Here's Hampton. He blows right by him. Dropped it baseline to Gay. Floats it back out to Breland Morrison between the circle. Splits the zone. Got in the paint. Passed it up. Feeds Gay. Montez drives in. Bank shot. Put it in. And they're going to call a charge. Bartleston underneath the goal gave Gay nowhere to come down. But Gay picks up the foul. His first, team first of this quarter.
Tough call. Tough call for the Cards.
Montez had nowhere to come down. Rayshawn Hampton overplaying the passing lane, and Bradley Robinson saying, somebody give me a screen. Instead, they're going to have Hill take the ball out of bounds. Bourbon County with the ball in backcourt right in front of their bench. GRC playing man-to-man this entire game. The Colonels, they've gone 1-2-2 and 1-3-1. Eli Craig on Bird, shutting down at midcourt. Craig turned him on the dribble. Craig out on him, looking for a five count. Bird got a step on him, drives in. Shot at the rim, put it in.
Scored out at 18. Nice drive to the basket and an acrobatic finish.
Yeah, you'd have thought there had been some baseline help, but it didn't come. Morrison driving in, tried to sidestep the big Bartleston and a jump ball. And Bourbon County's fans, pep section and all, applauding the effort of their team. And why not? They've tied it at 18.
Tied it at 18 and are attempting to seize the moment, something that hasn't happened for three or so years.
Morrison comes out. Malachi Ashford returns for the Cardinals. Bourbon with the ball in the backcourt, GRC man-to-man. Craig, Hampton, Gay, Taylor, and on the ball, Ashford right now. Hill, right wing, Gay on him. They screen down. They want to pop out Robinson. He works well without the ball. Bird looking for him. Rashawn Hampton hit the deck. That left the big guy, Bartleston, open. He's pinned under the rim. Goes to Hill. Hill left of the lane. Can't elevate. Hampton shut that down quickly. Rashawn steps out, and they give it over to Beatty. Coach Derek Robinson telling his team to run the rotation. They do. They screen down, pop out Bird. They're looking for Bartleston. Hamp Taylor playing in front of him. They go back out to Bird. Bartleston calling for it for a mismatch and a kick ball. Somewhere or other, Hamp Taylor stepped out on Beatty on the baseline. That left Craig trying to guard the 6'5 big man.
Yeah, he got smashed to the floor from the backside as well.
So a lot of good, sticky man-to-man defense by the Cards, and Bourbon County with a ball underneath their basket. Beatty screening for Bartleston. They switch off, and Eli Craig finding himself with that matchup again. They throw it out to Robinson. Robinson, he'll shoot a three with Montez Gay right in his face. Missed the three. Bourbon County kind of helped GRC out there. Rashawn in a hurry, jump stop at the lane, put it up, and he got to the paint with a power dribble and a jump stop, and that foul will be on Beatty. He'll pick up his second, team third of this quarter. Maddox Campbell in, and Hamp Taylor will get a breather. Campbell comes in. He had a couple of offensive rebounds. He's taken one shot and missed that one. Early wind in. Beatty comes out after playing a lot of minutes off the Colonel bench. Cardinal ball underneath their goal. Campbell calling for it. He's got it. Throws it out to Ashford. Malachi looking, trying to work on the defense. He drives in, and we've got a foul on the floor as he was able to penetrate. And Coach Robinson says, what do we have to do? Well, the foul is going to be on Earlywine, his first. That's the fourth on Bourbon County in the quarter. Eli Craig out. Breland Morrison in. Morrison, Gay, Campbell, Hampton, and taking the ball out of bounds, Ashford, underneath their goal. They throw the lob out to Hampton. Rashawn with a three-point shot. It's missed, and King with a rebounded miss. Cards 1-for-9, shooting the three. Inside of 4 minutes to play before halftime. Coming off the screen, trying to make his move is Bird. Ashford all over him. They go to King. Has hit 1-3. Bird tried to come off the screen, and there's the third steal by Ashford. He loses it, though, and four players all touch the ball, and coming away with it, Bourbon County, on a flurry of turnovers, and finally a foul called, and both coaches imploring their teams to take care of the ball. Hampton with a foul, his first, team second. .334 to play before halftime. Game tied at 18.
A lot of intensity out there through the first part of this game.
Earlywine gets it in to Bird, who's played a lot of minutes. He's taken over point guard duties when Highlander picked up his second foul. Cards haven't been able to put any distance with the leading scorer for Bourbon County on the bench, though. Colonels using their bench well. Robinson, left side to Earlywine. Coming high post and taking it is Bartleston. Over to Robinson. Drives in. Campbell picked him up. Good defense by Maddox. Missed shot. Throw it out to Breland Morrison, and he dunks it on the other end.
18-20. Cards with a two-point lead inside the final 3 minutes.
Morrison with 8 points in the game, coming off a 17-point performance. Driving over on the right side. Handed off to Morrison. Switch off to Ashford. Skip it to Earlywine. He hasn't taken a shot. Goes in to Bartleston. Turnaround jump shot. Rolled it in. Good defense by Campbell. Just too big a guy.
Well, and he got the soft roll.
Sure did. Here's Morrison, left wing. Middle's open. Nobody's flashing across on this zone. Cards with perimeter passing. Ashford, leave it over for Morrison. Had a hot hand.
There we
and
go.
It's hot now. That's only the second three for the Cardinals. Morrison in double figures.
Well, this team needs a few of those to stay attached against these taller, stronger teams.
Three-point lead for the Cardinals. Colonels with the ball. 2 minutes to play before halftime. Here's shooting for the tie is Bartleston. He missed it. And then Malachi Ashford with the rebound on the kick out, and he is fouled by Robinson, his first, team fifth. So Malachi Ashford will get to shoot two free throws. And at one time, he had only missed, he was like 24 out of 22. Let's see what his numbers are now. He is still a very, very respectable 79% on the season.
Well, this is the type of game where they're all going to be critical.
Ashford at the line for the Cardinals. 2:03 to play before half. His free throw is nothing but net. He becomes the sixth Cardinal player to score in this ball game. Ashford with another free throw. He puts it in. He's got two. King looks at a double team in the backcourt. Throws it up to Robinson. Back to King. Bourbon County breaks the pressure. They double team. King over left side of the circle with it's Robinson. Bourbon County spreads the floor. Bartleston give and go. Robinson shot blocked at the rim. Roderick Hill then is fouled hard by Rashawn Hampton.
Hill in the right place at the right time for that blocked shot and was able to put it up and draw the foul from Rashawn there.
They're playing physical, and the officials have been consistent. You know, they're letting them bang in the paint. Coach Robinson talking to the official and said, official asked him, he got his way, your man's at the line. And here's the free throw by Hill. It's off the back iron. He's got 3 points in the game off the Colonel bench. And Bird comes out. Bird gave him a lot of minutes and 2 points, and he only had a turnover, too, and he played a lot of minutes.
Well, he certainly did the job of following the game plan.
Yeah, with Highlander out, and Hill nearly stepped over the line. He missed them both, and coming away with it is Earlywine. Here's Highlander back in the game. He nearly traveled. Throw it to Robinson. 3-point shot missed. Eli Craig with a one-hand rebound for the Cards. He looks over at Coach Cook and says, slow it down. Now he got it back. Craig looks at the zone, a 1-3-1, deep in the corner. Morrison finds Gay on the baseline. He put it in. Good screen by Campbell.
Yeah, tremendous screen. Biggest lead of the game, 27-20, and he took a trip.
Robinson called for traveling. That's the second time. No, it was Beatty the other time. Caught it on the wing, and they think they put a crossover move on, and the official says, No, young fella, you did not establish that pivot foot.
Well, when he turned and looked, he was wide open, and I think it surprised him.
1-3-1 with Bartleston at 6-5 out on the top. Ashford chipped a three and hit it.
And all of a sudden, we've gone 10-0 run for the Cards.
GRC needed this. And Bourbon County had played a lot of minutes without Highlander. Now he's got it. He's back in the game. Double team. Ashford with his fourth steal. Over to Craig. Eli, ball fake. And he traveled. Eli wanted to do a ball fake and let him blow by. But it did not happen. He traveled.
Well, almost like that floor was slick there. He stopped, but his pivot foot didn't.
Shoes kind of let him down.
Well, I tell you what, it's tough to lose that opportunity.
Robinson dribbles in, got a step on a defense, and he traveled again. That's the second time that he's done it. And Robinson really irritated, and his coach, Derek Robinson, trying to petition for his player, but back-to-back turnovers. Ashford's going to walk it up. Cards with a ball and a 10-point lead. 1-3-1 by Bourbon County. Ashford hit his last three. He's going to take this one. Rimmed off. Campbell kept it alive on the board, and they're going to say no. It's last touch by Maddox. It'll be possession to the Colonels, and the Cards keep full court pressure applied to Bourbon County. Hill's got it in the backcourt. Oop, he wasn't ready, and Robinson threw it to him. Back to Robinson, splits the defense. Highlander filled the lane. Ball fake, put it up in traffic, got it to go.
Big bucket there with that missed shot.
2 seconds, 3 seconds. Ashford's got to get it off, and nearly fouled as a three-point shot was attempted by Ashford. And the big guy, Bartleston, blocked the shot but nearly fouled him in the process. But anyway, it's all for naught as the first half comes to an end. Cardinals lead here at halftime over Bourbon County at Bourbon County High. Your score at halftime, 30-22 in favor of GRC. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we return, halftime show will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
It's halftime here at Bourbon County in the boys' game, and the Cardinal of GRC. They lead at halftime by a score of 30-22. In the first part of our doubleheader, the Cardinal girls win big. They scored 79 points en route to a 79-15 point win. GRC really with a blowout win. Here in this game, it's been back and forth. We've had multiple lead changes and a couple of ties. And Bobby, it took a little 10-0 run. As you said, GRC was up one at the end of the first quarter. Low-scoring game, a lot of physical play, but not a lot of fouls.
Yeah, and definitely a tournament atmosphere game. You've got a very, very intense effort coming from not only the fans, but both teams. And, you know, it's get-after-it mode. This is what it's all about. And the Cards outscored the Cardinals late in the half, 10 to that last two. And really, surprisingly, enjoying an eight-point lead here.
GRC and Bourbon County, both these coaches have played eight players in this game, so the bench came in big for both clubs. J.P. Gaines got two fouls early, so Hampton Taylor and Maddox Campbell had to split some time on the front line, playing his big guys Bartleson and Wilson, both of those guys 6'5 and 250 each. So, and then conversely for Bourbon County, their leading scorer, Caden Highlander, the junior, 6'2 junior, he picked up two fouls early. And you had Damarian Bird coming in and playing a lot of minutes in the backcourt and really didn't turn the ball over much despite the pressure that GRC was able to put on the Colonels. It's halftime here with a 30-22 lead for GRC. Looking at some of the team numbers in this game, the Cardinals go 3-13 from three-point range. Bourbon County, 3-9. Turnovers, 14 committed by the Colonels, 8 by the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, a 5-2 edge for the Colonels. Fast break scoring, it's a 4-0 edge on two Breland Morrison dunks. 4-0 edge for the Cardinals. At the foul line, GRC is 7 of 8. Bourbon County, they went 1 of 3. And again, halftime score, 30-22. Cardinals leading Bourbon County. We will take a one-minute break when we come back. More halftime show continues after this.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Halftime score, George Rogers Clark boys leading Bourbon County 30-22. Ran through some of the halftime team numbers individually for Bourbon County. 8 points for Caden Highlander, 7 for Amari Bartleston. Then the other scoring pretty spread out. 3 for Roderick Hill. You had 2 by Damarian Bird. 2 points for Austin Beatty. You had also in the game Noah Erlingwine, Jake Scott, and Nash Wilson all played but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, Breland Morrison leads all scorers with 11 points in the first half. A couple of fast break dunks. He's also hit a three. He's been 2 for 2 at the foul line. 5 points in the game for Malachi Ashford. Those came in the second quarter. 5 points for Montez Gay. Likewise, his scoring came in the second quarter as well. 4 points for Rashawn Hampton. 3 points by Eli Craig. 2 points in the game for J.P. Gaines, who picked up two fouls early. And you also have Maddox Campbell and Hampton Taylor, who both played in the first half but failed to score. Cards lead here at halftime by a score of 30-22. Some games that went on last night, a Monday, abbreviated schedule and trying to work some games in. Ashland Blazer over Russell in boys action. Corbin beat Berea in a hometown classic. Evangel Christian top 15 team, beat a very good Adair County team out of the 5th region, 88-70. Harlan County, one of the top five teams in the state, according to some polling, beat their rival Harlan. Harlan County 88, Harlan 63. Odlum County takes out Woodford County 64-55. Mayo beat Seneca by four on the road. You also had University Heights beating McCracken County by 20. Washington County, they got two big guys. They could make some noise. They beat Thomas Nelson 76-49, and Bishop Brossard, a 10th region team, lost to Western High out of Louisville. A lot of games going on tonight. North Hardin got in the top 25. They play Elizabethtown. Lexington Catholic playing Franklin County. Henry Clay at Frederick Douglass. There's two top 20 teams going against each other. Bell County got in the top 25. They're playing at Harlan County. Lexington Christian playing at Harrison County. So good games going on all around the area. Mason County, they've got a home game tonight against East Jessamine. Madison Central hosting Lincoln County. We know about both those clubs. Bowling Green, number 14, playing Warren Central, last year's champ. So everybody's getting back into district play, it looks like, or playing within your region.
Playing within your region and basically coming off of a 10-day break.
Sure.
By and large.
Trying to get back and knock off the rust or dust. I don't know if that ever happens to teenagers, but coaches imploring their players to play hard. Bourbon County's giving good effort. Their crowd's giving good energy, and the Cards have responded. They lead 30-22 at halftime. We'll step aside for this final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play after this brief message.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Horn sounds. We get ready for second half action as Bobby's telling me it should be Cardinals ball, huh?
It is, yeah.
And possession arrow will favor GRC. Coach Cook putting his whiteboard away. I don't even know if they got whiteboards anymore. He's got something down there. It's got an illustration of a basketball court on it.
Well, one thing about it, he certainly
knows how to use it.
Proven that he knows what to do with it. That's right.
He and Coach Gomes down there. Gomes has got some paper and a pen in hand. I don't think that's autographs either. I think he's taking notes. Cards with a ball and a 1-3-1 by Bourbon County. Ashford drives it off to the left side, takes it back from Gay. Wraparound pass to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn drawing a double team. Breland Morrison baseline, 12-footer.
Wow.
Off the dribble, rimmed in, came out. Gay with a rebound. Power dribble, put it on the floor. He was stripped. It'll stay with GRC. Boy, that went down and rimmed out.
Yeah, that went all the way. And yet there was a good second chance effort by the Cards to keep the ball alive.
Here's a pass in to Gay, who got clotheslined by Robinson as he made a cut for the basket, and that foul on Robinson, his second, team first. Cards keep it underneath their goal. They got some nifty out-of-bounds plays. Ashford throws it in. Lob to Gay, elevates, shot blocked by Bell. Knocked away, stolen by Ashford. Wrap around to Hampton, put it in. Assist and a steal.
Those quick hands of Malachi led to a two-on-one on the low block and a score.
Here's Robinson, who's doing all he can, but that shot's rejected at the rim. Rashawn Hampton, spin move at the foul line. Kick it out. Ashford, long three off the back iron. Gaines got it for GRC. Jump stop. Leaner put it in with Highlander in his face.
Yes, sir. He just kept it high, got it over the outstretched fingertips. Cards up 12.
Good idea by Gaines. You know the other team's best players got fouls. You go right at him. Here's Highlander throwing it into Bartleston. Double down on him. Highlander cut to the basket, got in the paint, and put it in.
Well, it was a lot of traffic in there, but Amari got it to him for the bucket.
Highlander with 10 in the game. Here's Ashford, top of the key, over to Hampton. Rashawn, bluff the three. They reverse it. Quick ball movement. Morrison back to Ashford. Nobody coming across the lane. They throw it into Gaines. He's got it. Left blocks to Hampton. Oh, finger roll. Put it in.
Boy, almost two touch passes from the wing to the low block to the slasher coming in for the deuce.
2 minutes deep in this third quarter. Cards up by 36-24. Bourbon County with the ball. Earlywine, who's only taken two shots, played a lot of minutes. He got rid of it to Robinson. Robinson had 8 points in a stellar effort against GRC the last time they played. He had a woeful time at the free throw line, but played really well. He hasn't scored in this game and turned it over quite a bit. They screen down, pop out Highlander, left on the wing. They're not feeding Bartleston. He's calling for it in the paint with Montez on his back. Now they get it to Bartleston. Turnaround fade away, partially blocked. Wanted a call, nothing going. Gaines with a rebound. Over to Hampton. Rashawn. Off the drive, feed it to Gaines. Ball fake on a three, sets Hampton for a three ball. Shot on the way, rimmed out.
Everything but the bottom of the net. Good play.
Highlander throws a pass to the big guy, Bartleston. He's shuffling his feet, and Montez Gay sent it back at him. Rashawn gets fouled in the backcourt, and Robinson will pick up his third, team second. And Coach Robinson taking the time to talk to the official, and there was no selling that foul.
No.
When your head jerks like whiplash, you know you got hit pretty hard.
He got whacked.
Bradley Robinson playing hard. Like I said, he's had a lot of physical effort, just not a lot of production to show for it. He had a good game against GRC in the first meeting. 1-3-1. Robinson out. Beatty back in at 6-3. They throw the lob. Morrison went up to get it, but it was broken up down there by Earlywine and Bell. Bill, the lone senior on this club, so Bourbon will bring a lot of these guys back.
Oh, there's no question, and they've got a nice young squad.
Gay throws it to Ashford near midcourt, floated over to Morrison. Card spread the floor against the 1-3-1. Ashford over to Rashawn Hampton, three ball,
down
good.
Down two. All of a sudden, 24 to 39, 15-point lead for the Cards.
11 in the game for Hampton. Bourbon County trying to score in transition. They do. At the rim, Earlywine gets his first bucket. Ashford finds Gaines. JP split the defense. Throw it out to Hampton. Rashawn, three ball, good. He's hit back-to-back threes.
Pretty, pretty assist from JP as he drew the defense.
Cards hitting two of their last three-pointers, and that's Rashawn Hampton warming it up. 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Time called by GRC back after this brief 30-second break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, we'll see what happens. Usually, say this always, it's coaching 101. The team with the lead, when you call a timeout, if you're the opponent, you change something up. And we'll see what happens when Bourbon County gets on the defense. And you better take care of the ball. Ashford will pick your pocket. He's got four steals in the game already. Bird being harassed by Ashford. Five counts on him. Driving in and double teamed. And here's Ashford with a steal. Driving in, scoop shot, got it. Started on the right, finished with the left.
Wow, what a circus play, but again, intense pressure. Got Drew, led to the turnover.
Technical foul called on the bench of Bourbon County right now, as Coach Derek Robinson said he was wanting a foul called. Technical will be on the bench. That'll be the third team foul. Malachi Ashford will go to the line. He's 2-for-2 at the free throw stripe. The Cardinals as a team, 7-of-8 in this game, shooting free throws. Coach Cook saying, come here, guys. He wants to talk to you. While Malachi Ashford will take these free throws. Got a wide stance at the foul line. Puts it up and in. 8 points in the game for Ashford. Second one on the way. He made them both, and the Cards will get the ball. So official telling Coach Robinson, keep coaching his team. You just got to have a seat.
Up to a 20-point margin here. The Cards have exploded since the 240 mark of the first half.
Here's a lob pass that GRC just throws it out of bounds. Gay didn't go for it. I'm not sure Air Jordan would have got that one.
No, that one.
Will Chamberlain almost, couldn't pull it down.
That almost hit the rafters.
46-26, Cardinals with a lead. Bourbon County with the ball midway through this third quarter. Early wine bluffs the three, left of the lane. Checked there by Gaines. Gaines switches off, takes over Highlander. Those guys playing with a couple of fouls apiece. Bird had to get rid of it, with it now deep in the corner, trying to put his move is Austin Beatty. High post to Bell, give and go. Beatty leaned in. Oh, and they're going to call blocking on Breland Morrison. Pretty good give and go with Bell giving it back to Beatty. Thought Breland took the baseline, but they're going to call the foul on Breland, his first team, first of the third. Beatty at the line. He's got 2 points in the ball game. 6'3 guy. Pretty good-looking ball player. Abused him out on the point on the 1-3-1. He shoots a high-arching free throw that goes in.
Well, until that free throw was dropped in, the Cards had outscored the Colonels 26-6 in the last 7 minutes and taken control.
Only two baskets in this third quarter. A Highlander put back in an early wide layup and a free throw made by Beatty. And here comes a full-court press. Gay throws it to Hampton. Rayshon back over to Ashford. Somebody's going to be open. They're double-teaming out on the floor. Gay has it. Wraparound pass to J.P. Gaines. Can't finish. Got his own rebound.
Wow.
Fade away. Put it in.
Boy, he just sticks with it like glue. A warrior.
J.P. was 6 points in the game. His third offensive board. And here's Earlywine. Thought he had a clear path to the basket. But the quick feet and the very active hands of Rashawn Hampton had other thoughts. Earlywine wants to go baseline, put up the runner, and he got it. Pretty good little move there.
Yes, sir.
Tough angle. Little floater. Here's Gay. Tried to feed Breland Morrison, filling the lane. That time the Cards got the ball to the middle of the floor, and each lane was filled. And I'm like Breland Morrison, I'm not so sure that it wasn't touched by Bourbon County, but they're going to say it's a turnover by the GRC, their 10th of the game. Big Nash Wilson checks back in for Bourbon County. He's down on the blocks calling for it. He's got it. How you lose him, I don't know, but he put it up and in.
Yeah, that's four straight points, but the Cards still lead by 16, 48-32 here at 2:30 left.
Walking the ball up is Ashford, throwing the front court. Rashawn Hampton has it. GRC spreading the floor. Zone by Bourbon County. Back over to Hampton. Shoots a three with Robinson flying at him. Long rebound comes out, and Earlywine's got it. Earlywine in the front court to Highlander.
Got a guard.
He'll stop and pop a three. Missed that one. Big Nash on the back of Montez Gay, but Gay was able to control the rebounded miss. Here's Ashford. Finds J.P. Gaines. A rare three by J.P. He missed it. Highlander with a rebound. Cards now 5 of 20, shooting the three-point shot. They lead 48-32. Earlywine driving in. Checked there by Ashford. Ashford trying to go for the steal, and he got the hand to Beatty. And they're going to call that foul on Malachi. That's his first, team second. Stops the clock with a minute 43 to go in the third, and a couple of subs. Make it three subs coming in. Hampton, Taylor, Maddox, Campbell, and Eli Craig come in. Those three will join Malachi Ashford and Rashawn Hampton. Robinson in trouble, gets it in. Beatty looking. Big guy Nash Wilson calling for it. And Hampton Taylor had him wrapped around. They call that pass interference in the NFL. They called it a holding here.
Well, it looked like they had each other wrapped when they get right down to it. But the official made the call.
He had a clear sight to it because it's right within our sight line. Big guy Nash Wilson calling for it. Hampton leading on him. Big Hamp leaning on Nash Wilson.
Best he can.
Sure is. Straight away to Highlander. Looks over to Coach Robinson, who's been relegated to the bench, having had that technical foul call. Minute and a half to play here in the third. Bourbon County with the ball. Cards up big, 48-32. Nash Wilson, one dribble. Wants to hand it off. The curl. Wilson lost it. Turned it over. Ashford, lead pass to Hampton. At the rim, yeah. Put it in.
Boy, how did he catch that one? And then went up and under with it.
Big third quarter for Rashawn Hampton. 12 in this quarter. Highlander, 15-foot jumper, shot it flat. Boxing out. Hampton, Taylor, and Nash Wilson hit the deck. Here's Ashford in a hurry. Malachi, bounce pass to Campbell. Kick it over to Craig. Three ball, in and out. Crashing the boards. Rashawn Hampton taking on some of those big guys. And it's out of bounds. Possession to Bourbon County.
50-32 inside the final 50 seconds of the third. Cards up.
Robinson will walk the ball up. He's had a tough go of it. Mentioned he had a nice game against GRC, but he's been plagued with turnovers and held scoreless in this one. He's just dribbling it out between the circles, winding the clock down. Goes to Highlander, right wing, and cuts through. Highlander with Eli Craig on him. A matchup with the guys wearing number four. And then Rashawn Hampton tripped Bradley Robinson trying to fight over a screen. You got to call that one out.
Well, you got to call it out, and yet...
Give him room. Slide through.
When you, he tried, but he got tripped into him.
Rashawn's coming out as...
That's good. Give him a break.
He's picked up his third foul.
Well, he had 4 points in the first half, and if you're averaging 19-4, you knew he was about ready to get something going, and he sure did.
Yeah, to the tune of 12 points in the third quarter. Give him 16 on the night. Highlander in the backcourt. Robinson has it. Comes across midcourt. Clock at 20. Right wing. Highlander with the ball. Jab step. Eli Craig on him. Highlander spins. Bank shot not there. Nash Wilson rebound. Put it up. Maddox Campbell blocked his shot. But two free throws coming. They're saying the foul was on Hampton Taylor. That's his second. 15 foul in this quarter. It'll put Nash Wilson to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the game. Big guy, 6'5", about 250 or so.
There you go. He got
it
down.
A free throw.
Yeah. 12 seconds left. They're trying to get this thing under the 17-point deficit that they face here.
Nash Wilson a little taller. He's 6'6", and I would say it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Yep. Another free throw coming. Chase Pace checks in as Wilson missed that free throw, and he vacated his spot, and the rebound came back to him. Highlander tried to throw a skip pass, hit the side of the backboard, and it's a turnover by Bourbon County.
Certainly a good idea, but he was in no man's land.
Ashford being face guarded by Beatty in the back. They throw the lob into Montez Gay. 4 seconds to Morrison at the rim. Put it in. He's got an and one. Take your pick. It'll either be number four or number 44. Count the basket and put it on 44. Wilson, his first, team fourth. And Breland Morrison having a nice game. He's got 13 in the contest.
Three-quarter court sideline. Ashford was face guarded, so they got it to Montez in the middle, and he drew the defense, kicked it to the right, and with 1.6 seconds left, has a chance for an old-fashioned three-pointer.
Morrison missed the three, and the horn sounds as the third quarter comes to an end. A productive quarter at that for GRC. They roll up 22 points in that quarter. They lead here going into the fourth by a score of 52-33. So the Cardinals with that lead over Bourbon County. Fourth and final quarter coming up in 1 minute when we return.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building.
.52-33, the Cardinals of GRC are here in boys action with that lead. Run down some of the scoring. 16 for Rashawn Hampton, 3 for Eli Craig. 9 points for Malachi Ashford, 5 for Montez Gay. 6 in the game for J.P. Gaines, 13 for Breland Morrison. Maddox Campbell and Hamp Taylor both have played along with Chase Pace, but failed to score. Bourbon County with the ball. Cards with that 52-33 lead. GRC playing a little trap out on top. They're showing some zone. 1-2-2 with Montez Gay at 6-4 out there offering problems against Jake Scott, who's checked in there at the point. Early wine bluffs a three. Scott has it. Big Nash Wilson looking for it in the paint. They're not even looking there. Perimeter passing. Oh. They're going to call blocking on J.P. Gaines. And J.P. looked like he beat Highlander to the spot. It's just a matter of which one of those guys was going to get their third foul, and it's going to be Gaines.
Ball on the perimeter from the 8-minute mark to the 7:23 mark, so they didn't were unable to penetrate that zone at all.
Didn't even look into the paint or even dribble drive. Cards keep that zone. On the back, on the blocks, it's Morrison and Gay at the elbows. Hampton and Ashford out on the point. Montez Gay. Now they drive in with Scott. Kick it out to Earlywine. His three-point shot's missed. And Malachi Ashford engaged there with Highlander. It goes out of bounds. Cards get the ball.
They're going to need more than one shot every 55 seconds to get back in this one.
Here's Rashawn Hampton in a hurry. Throws the lob to J.P. Gaines, who was stationary on the baseline, probably should have been moving. He and Rashawn just not on the same page.
Well, one thing about it, trying to share the ball.
Yep.
Not all bad, just didn't execute it.
Scott with a let pass to Earlywine, takes it back, and we've got a timeout called by Bourbon County. This will be a full timeout by Bourbon County. We'll step aside for 30 seconds, back after this brief message.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
.52-33, Cardinals lead here in the fourth quarter. Bobby's got a message to follow that up.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
They run and jump Bourbon County, but the Colonel's able to handle it until Breland Morrison stole the ball. He's got numbers on the run out, put it up and in. So the 6'2 senior is going to get a chance to try his hand at an and one again. That foul is on Jake Scott, his first.
Just a little bit too much height and quickness there on the sideline, about 25 feet from the basket, and he was able to execute the pilfer and get the three-point play.
He had had a three-point opportunity prior, but this time he completes it. Cards with a 55-33 lead. Not a big high-scoring game, but it's been very physical. Beatty throws it into Nash Wilson, who got down there pinned on the baseline, and Bourbon County just, Coach Derek Robinson just buries his head into his palm of his hand, seeing them just turn it over. Just a lot of needless passing there. A lot of subs coming in for the Colonels. They're going big now. They've got both big guys in there, one at 6'6", one at 6'5". They both go 2.5. They've got Bartleston and Wilson both in there as Rayshon Hampton drives in, throws over those two big guys, and Morrison elevates and scores.
Caught them just up enough to where they could throw that pass over the top. Guards up big.
Freeland averages 13 a game. He's got 18 in this one. Wraparound pass to Big Nash Wilson, got deep and put it up and in. So he's got 5 points off the bench for the Colonels. Ashford in the front court, keeps the dribble alive. Roderick Hill looking at him as Malachi drove by him. Gaines feeds it out to Morrison, driving, and Nash Wilson blocked it at the rim.
Took it in a little too deep that time.
It'll be the Cardinals ball underneath their goal. 5:39 to play in this game. Ashford inbound to Gaines. He'll take a three. JP hit it.
Well, how about that?
Doesn't take many, but effective when he does.
1 for 2 tonight.
9 points in second chance scoring for the Cardinals in this game. Feed it in. Bird out the hill. His floater on the baseline is good. He's got 5 off the bench for the Colonels.
60-37, Cards in control.
Ashford had it, throws it over to the right. Here's Montez Gay trying to go one-on-one. Got Nash Wilson in there, and they call him for traveling. He tried to do a spin move in the paint. Coach Cook, he's okay with that. His shoes gave, let him down there.
You got a 23-point lead here in a district game that was tied midway through the second quarter, and so he can do some of that stuff now.
Bird at the foul line, leaves it back for Bartleston, return it to Bird, drives in, scoop shot at the rim,
nice
put
play.
It in.
Nice play.
He's given them a lot of good minutes in this game.
He has indeed, and looks like Coach
Cook's calling the timeout. We've got a 21-point lead for GRC with 4:41 to go in the ball game. Full timeout. Back in 1 minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
After that Cardinal timeout, GRC has on the floor Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Breland Morrison, and J.P. Gaines. Full court press by Bourbon County. It's a zone press. Cardinals look to attack it with the pass and get it to the middle of the floor. Ashford races into the front court. Now he gets it to the middle and takes it right back from Rayshon Hampton. Malachi angles off to his left, still keeps the dribble, now brings it back between the circle. Bird looking over his shoulder, backdoor cut. Rayshon lost it at the rim. Good idea, just didn't finish. Bird having trouble, can't get rid of Ashford, goes all the way down, tough angle, right. Throws up the shot. Bartleston had it. He and his counterpart, Nash Wilson, battling for it. Big Nash comes out of there with it. Bounce pass to Hill. Hill over to Bird. Bird keeps a dribble. Here's a three ball. Not there. Ashford chases a rebound down for the Cardinals. Inside of 4 minutes to play here in the game. Breland Morrison deep in the right corner. Got to the right of the lane. Kicks it to Gay. JP looks like a three-point shot was his third. option, and he hit it.
Yeah, he searched the files and said, I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, this is a pass, dribble, shoot. Oh, I think I'll shoot, you know. J.P. Gaines with 12 points in the game. He's hit double figures.
Yeah.
Bird, a lot of dribbling out on top. Ashford on his hip. Screen down, pop out hill. Here's Robinson. Robinson with Rashawn Hampton on him. He shut him down. It's been a tough go for that guy. Here out on the floor is Bartleston. J.P. Gaines has him way out on the floor. And somewhere where Coach Derek Robinson didn't want his 6'5 player handling the ball out near midcourt, and Bartleston turned it over and looked to, he's coming out, and they bring the senior Anthony Bell back in. Bell, the only senior on his team, and mentioned in the second half, these guys are coming back, and Coach Robinson's going to have something to work with.
There's no question there.
Montez Gay will try a three, and he hits it.
Well, you knew they weren't going to keep shooting under 20% from three, and they have opened it up here. Biggest lead of the game now, 27.
Dribbling on the right side of the floor is Bird. Bounce pass to Robinson, tries to get space, pivots out. Rashawn Hampton on him. Take it left side. Hill between the leg dribble. Morrison on him. They switch out, and Malachi Ashford got the steal, and they put the foul on Ashford. His feet are quick and his hands quicker. He's right on him.
Sometimes they're too quick for the naked eye.
Yeah, the official said, I'm calling a foul there. Bird comes out for Bourbon County. Highlander back in, and he'll play the point. This final 2.5 minutes to go in this game. Tried a no-look pass and should have looked because the Card stole it. Morrison driving, shooting, scoring.
Yeah, how about that?
He's had two dunks and three layups in transition.
He's had a game.
20 points for the 6'2 senior. 2 minutes approaching two to play, and Robinson trying to get in the books, but he missed the three. Hampton with a long rebound over to Ashford. Euro step, hand it to Gaines. JP, I'll give it back to you, Malachi. His hook pass over to Gay. Montez driving. No look to Gaines. Put it in. Assist Gay. Gaines with a basket.
Got the defense moving. Had them discombobulated and wound up in a dead up layup for the big score.
So we've got a foul called on Ashford away from the ball, and Coach Cook's going to empty the bench, but the official says, hold up, guys. Nobody go anywhere. He's going to put the foul on Ashford, his third, team second. So a lot of players in for GRC. Maddox Campbell, Jacob Smith, Chase Pace, Eli Craig, and Hampton Taylor in the game. And likewise, a lot of players coming in off the Bourbon County bench for this final minute 39.
13 minutes, this game was dead even, and then the Cards exploded.
Try to get the ball in. They throw it out near midcourt. Jake Scott, he'll stop and shoot a three. Eli Craig with a rebounded miss. He's going to come out on the dribble. Which Cardinal's going to get a shot? Craig, top of the key, feeds Maddox Campbell. Steps into a three off the back iron. Chase Pace got a rebound. He comes out, feeds Campbell, and it crawled over the rim.
Finally got one over the rim.
It crawled over the rim, and Bourbon County with trouble. Here's Carr out on the floor. Pace tightening up on him. Pace's been in the weight room. He's muscled up pretty good.
Yes, he has.
Scott missed it. Rebound in there by Maddox Campbell. He's got four boards in the game. Maddox all the way down. They don't stop the ball, and he tried to attack the rim, and he's fouled as he got there by Tristan Emanuel.
He got that one over the rim to crawl in. He said, shoot, I like this. Let's go again.
So he'll go to the free throw line. Campbell is 4 of 6 on the season, shooting free throws. Three dribbles, shot on the way, rattled it in. 3 points and four boards for Campbell. He's also blocked a shot in the game and had his hands full with those two big men. That shot a little flat, and it's off the mark. Cards with a 73-39 lead. Scott hands it off to Carr. Carr underhands it right back to Scott. He cuts through. Scott off the screen. Again, here's stepping into the passing lane, Chase Pace. Yeah, Pace, good-looking athlete. He's muscled up good. He's been in a weight room. His legs, his shoulders, arms.
Yeah, he reminds me of you.
Yeah, just
you've been
chiseled.
In the weight room.
Chiseled. Yeah, just chiseled. Very spelt, yeah. Off the screen down. Bourbon County keeps the ball. Boy, a long three by Scott. He's going to try to get in the books. He can't do it. Hamp Taylor with a rebounded miss. Taylor over to Maddox Campbell. Thought about a three, and he'll throw it to Jacob Smith. Smith, the senior, wanted to put it up. He's got a grin across his face, and he didn't do it. Chase Pace said, I'll shoot a three and hit it. Chase Pace hits a three, and much to the disdain of the Bourbon County team, as Pace throws up that three, and Coach Robinson doesn't like it at all as the horn sounds. 76-39 is the final. Cardinals win this one going away as Bourbon County only managed three baskets in that fourth quarter of play. 76-39, a final. GRC with a sweep for boys and the girls win here on the road against a district opponent. Two-minute timeout. When Bobby and I return, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary post-game show coming up.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we are here and at school for your family.
Well, the Cardinals, they sweep tonight. The girls win in a big way, rolling up 71 points in their win, and the Cardinal boys win tonight. They score 76 in a game that started off with very low aspiring odds if you were taking the over-under, 12 points after the first quarter, but they picked it up. Bobby, they ended up shooting six of their final eight three-pointers went in, and GRC took care of things, played a lot of players, and got the win.
Yes, that's exactly right. During the final 19 minutes, they went from a 20-20 tie to outscoring Bourbon County 56-19. So they more than tripled, right at tripled the score on them almost, and Cards just got it in sync, got a couple of buckets, and were able to just steamroll in that second half.
GRC wins Again, their winning streak continues. It is now stretched to, I believe, 8 or 9 games that they've won in a row as the Cardinals pick up this win, and the beat goes on looking here. Well, it's 8 in a row that they've won. We've had a couple of games called off. They play again Friday. We will be covering that game. But before we get to Friday, we've got Cardinal Connection tomorrow night. We anticipate it'll be head coach Josh Cook, or he and some of his ball players coming in for that radio show. Looking at tonight's game again in the final, 76-39. Some of the team numbers in this final, 9 of 26 shooting the 3 for GRC, 3 of 15 for Bourbon County. Turnovers in the game, 21 by the Colonels, 13 by the Cardinals. The second chance scoring, 11-7 edge to GRC. Fast break scoring, it was a 12-zip edge to the Cardinals in that category. Free throw shooting, 11 of 14 for the Cardinals, 4 of 7 for Bourbon County. Colonels were led in scoring. Caden Highlander had 12 points in the game, 7 scored by Amari Bartleston, all those in the first half. Also scoring 5 each for Nash Wilson and Roderick Hill. 4 points in the game for Austin Beatty, 4 also by Demarion Bird. You had Bradley Robinson, Jake Scott, and a whole host of others that played but failed to score in the game. Noah Earlywine with 2 in the contest. For the GRC Cardinals, a good balanced scoring line. Breland Morrison had 20 points in the ball game, got 11 of those in the first half. Other scoring, 16 points for Rashawn Hampton. He hung and put 12 of those up in the third quarter alone. Other scoring in double figures, J.P. Gaines, he finished with 14, hit a pair of threes. He scored 12 in the second half. Other scoring for GRC, Malachi Ashford chipped in with 9, Montez Gay with 8. We had 3 points each for Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Chase Pace. A host of other players, including Hampton Taylor, Jacob Smith, all got in the game but failed to score. Cards win 8 in a row. Their record now goes to 18-1. Bourbon County hoping to get to 500, but not against this Cardinal team. Colonels lose tonight. Their record goes to 8-10. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and again, we'll be on tomorrow night at Cardinal Connection. Do want to remind you, we got a Friday boys game only, taking on Montgomery County. The girls will be traveling to the Republic Bank tournament in Louisville, the LIT, and they will play the winner of the Assumption Christian Academy Louisville game. And Cal should be the heavy, or not the heavy, should be a favorite in that one, but we don't know. Tournament play, but we wish Cardinal girls the best in that.
Sure, and he certainly had his girls revved up to play tonight. They were stifling from stem to stern in that game, and really, really put on a show. And you could tell that they were anxious to get out on the court and create some havoc, and havoc they created.
And again, Sierra Byers, prayers go out and the fingers are crossed, and you just wish that girl the best as she will receive some treatment to alleviate her knee issue this week. I believe it said on Thursday, so best to her in that. And again, you can't replace that lady. You just got to do the best you can with the pieces you got. And Coach Graham's girls really seem to be rising to that and rallying behind getting together as a team. Cardinal boys win this one again in a final, 76-39. We will take a 1 minute timeout. We come back, we'll have more postgame to follow right here on WWKY.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Well, we've been off broadcast schedule for 10 days and pick up two wins tonight. George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on Bourbon County, a district opponent, and they win both games. The girls win very handily in the first game, and then the boys win this nightcap 76-39. Cardinals, again, margin of victory. It'll be one of the tops in the state. You got some other guys that rank in the top statistically individually. Rayshawn Hampton with his 46% three-point shooting, he will be in the top 10. J.P. Gaines shooting 65% from the floor, he'll be up there as well. As far as margin of victory, GRC will be one of the top teams. And scoring right now, Bobby, you're getting up close to 70 a game.
Right, yeah, they're averaging 70.8 a game going into this one, and they got 76 tonight, so, and that was after a 12-point first quarter, so they certainly turned it on.
Head coach Josh Cook with us. His team wins their eighth in a row. Their record improves to 18-1, and hadn't had a radio broadcast in 10 days. Your guys didn't look rusty, though.
We were rusty a little bit.
Well, the first
it was into a flow.
It was pretty physical early on. I mean, 12 points in the first quarter to end up with 76. Yeah,
yeah, it was much better. We got into a bit of flow, probably over dribbling early. You know what I mean? But once we started moving it, much better, much better.
What was that conversation? Term I'll use with the officials in the first quarter. Was it about
the
red shirt? You know, that T-shirt stuff came in first time I ever saw it, like Patrick Ewing in the 80s. You had to wear the same color.
Yeah, which is fine. We're wearing the gray. Well, see, we wore that on December 10th. Long short story. And I can't tell you, I mean, I still, because, like, they changed those rules so much, but we watched the slides, and we were under the understanding that rule changed. We actually wore that uniform the same look on December the 10th.
Okay.
We played at Nicholas. We tried to address that, but at the end of the day, you know, it's their call, and, you know, they understand the rule, and at the end of the day, you know, we're going to back that and support that. But, you know, that's something we check. Otherwise, we weren't going to put them in there in the first place.
It was
just some small uniform number wearing the red shirt, because we understand that, you know, we have red in the collar, so if you're red in the car, you can wear it. But if that's not the rule, then that's perfectly fine. We'll adjust to that. But it was just a little frustrating for me, because that was something we took a picture of and called and checked, and we were told it was okay. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's part of it. We'll learn to move on and grow.
Yeah, you're listening to head coach Josh Cook. Yeah, and, man, they've got all kinds of rules. If it's girls basketball, your scrunchie can be one color, but if you're wearing a headband, it has to match the uniform. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on that. Your team tonight, Breland Morrison gave you a good game. I tell you what, he ran the floor inline to inline, filled the lanes well. He got a couple of dunks. Of his points tonight, he got five layups. He was running hard.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you run the floor, you want to have the idea that you'll get rewarded for that. By running the floor, you want to be able to step in and get an easy shot. So that's something we're still trying to get better at, because, you know, we didn't do that early in the game. The second half we did that, and you saw guys get, you know, easy shots. And that's the way we want to play. But, you know, Breland Morrison was really good at that. That's one of his strengths, is he can get up down the floor and he can finish above the rim. So
I was telling listeners that while your team, it's going to have one of the largest margin of victories as far as if you look at the state. You've got guys, too, like Rashawn Hampton hitting 46-47% of three-point range. He's going to be one of the top. J.P. Gaines shooting about 65% from the floor. You guys are really sharing the ball, and you got different weapons.
Yeah, I mean, it matters, and I think that makes us so much better when we do that. And the only times we really don't, it's not like they're really being selfish. by any means. Sometimes they just try too hard. They over-dribble and try too hard, which is part of it. I mean, everybody wants to make a play to win. They play with emotion and passion rather than sometimes just, hey, being comfortable. If you get it up, you know, the way I want to preach, if you get it up, you might get it back. So just be prepared for that.
And, you know, sometimes taking it right into a double team and a triple team, like you said, mid-range jumper, it's an overlooked shot. Head coach Josh Cook here, and oftentimes on the sideline, you won't say much. You kind of let them play through stuff.
I'm trying to right now because I need leadership, and a lot of the stuff is they know before, but it requires leadership to apply it during moments of emotion, moments of, I don't want to say crisis because it's not, but it's really moments of emotion that we need that leadership to learn and to adjust. And, you know, if a team goes on a 4-0 run, hey, we got to make sure we get a good one. And because come March, it's really important we do those things. So, and you know, but I'm beyond pleased. I thought second half, man, that was really good. That was high level for us. Great, great second half.
So. They stayed with the zone the whole time. You saw a 1-2-2. You saw a 1-3-1. You saw a trap. They kept trying to throw it at you.
Yeah. No, and we want to get better at it. You know what I mean? It slows their dribble down a little bit because we got a lot of guys that want to penetrate. But those guys can penetrate and make great looks and great passes, too. And they've done that. You know, we trust those guys are doing that. And it was definitely, we've been seeing a lot of zones. So that's good. We continue to get better.
Sure did. Saw it a lot tonight. Head coach Josh Cook, his team wins in a final 76-39. Coach, Bobby's got something, and we'll let you roll on. We see you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think me, and then I'm going to bring a couple guys. I'll do this one, I think, as far as I know. If something changes, I will let you guys know. I like to include some other guys sometimes.
Sure. So. Sure, and we enjoyed meeting Coach Whitaker your players that come in.
Well, Coach, 13 minutes into the game, the score is 20-20, and for the rest of the game, 56-19. So you flat got it done the last 3 minutes of the first half and all of the second.
I appreciate that. That's good to know. That's good.
He gets fast break scoring, turned them over 21 times tonight, turned those in. He ended up shooting 8 shots on layups, and Breland Morrison got half of them. So ran the floor, and he got rewarded.
Yeah.
Coach, appreciate it. Man, we'll see you tomorrow. Bring your appetite, okay?
All right, thank you.
We'll eat well. Head coach Josh Cook, his team wins tonight in a big way, 76-39. Until tomorrow night, for Hayes McMakin, onside engineer Tim Smith back at the station. Thank you so much, Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.